Do please be seated. And you'll see on the service sheets just a couple of verses that I'm going to read to us now. Jesus has just been teaching. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." Jesus replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." I think it's fair to say that no matter how much they rehearse, nativity plays don't always go according to plan. It's fine when they're practicing, but when they're up there on the stage with everybody watching, there is no way of knowing how children will react. When the big moment comes, some of them will just freeze up and say nothing. Others will have the opposite problem. They will come out with anything in the moment of panic. So consider this example from a school nativity in Yorkshire. There happened to be a school inspector present who recorded it for posterity. Mary is being played by a 6 or 7 year old girl, and she's on the stage. A tall, pale boy with a crooked halo made of tinsel wipes his nose on his sleeve and sidles up to her. "Who are you?" Mary asked sharply, her hands on her hips. "I'm the angel Gabriel. What do you want?" "You're having a baby." "No, I'm not." "Yes, you are." "Who says?" "God. And he's told me to tell you." "I don't know anything about this." "Well, it's going to be a boy." "What if it's a girl?" "It won't be." "You don't know. It might be." "And you will call him Jesus." "I don't like the name Jesus." "Can I call him something else? Can I call him Gavin?" At which point, the angel Gabriel loses his cool and says, "No, you've got to call it Jesus, otherwise you won't get it." Well, at this point, Joseph enters the scene dressed in a fetching brown dressing gown. "Hello, Mary." "Oh, hello." And there's an awkward silence before Joseph says, do you have anything to say to me?" And Mary goes, "Oh, yes, I'm having a baby and it's not yours." Well, there are various ways in which that is not quite true to the Bible's account of those events. Not least in the fact that Mary was no reluctant mother. She might have been. To be unwed and pregnant was not only a matter of shame in her time, but also risked heavy punishment. And yet Mary was probably the most excited of all the people in the story about the coming birth of Jesus. You see, to Joseph, at least at first, Jesus was a problem. His initial reaction was to break up with Mary. To Herod, Jesus was a threat that needed to be eliminated. To the innkeeper, Jesus was a hassle. He didn't have room for him. To the wise men, Jesus was a bit of a mystery that needed to be unravelled. And we see those very same responses today. But to Mary, the news of Jesus being born was great joy to her. She actually burst out into song and said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." So Mary would have considered herself to be very privileged indeed. Or to use the words of the woman in the crowd from that little reading, to be blessed. To be blessed is one of the Bible words for being sorted in the things that matter the most. To be blessed is to be the kind of person God high fives. Someone who's really got it together. And well, we might think that Mary, of all people, is blessed. She's blessed in the way that any mother is blessed at the safe arrival of a baby, the excitement of the first tooth or the first step. But more than that, the boy that Mary gave birth to and nursed became a remarkable man. Jesus claimed to be and was believed by many to be the Christ that God had promised. He claimed to be and was believed by many to be God's eternal Son, come down to live on this earth as a human. The baby that Mary gave birth to, the baby that she nursed, the baby who suckled at her breast, was none other than God himself. Mary got to be the mother of God. And so we can well understand the sentiments of that woman in the crowd. Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and who nursed you. Surely, if anyone on this planet is blessed, it is her. Which makes Jesus' response all the more astonishing. The woman calls out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. Jesus replies, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. It's amazing. Jesus says, yes, but blessed rather. He says, you want to talk about being blessed? I'll tell you about real blessing, about ultimate blessing. And actually, it doesn't belong to the person who is God's mother. There is a greater blessing even than that. Now, this is the time of year when we get proper post. Not just bills and leaflets, but actual post from actual people. And sometimes when you pick up a card from the doormat, you realise it's a bit heavier than usual. And you might be excited, thinking maybe there's a cheque in there or some money. But you open it up and realise instead that someone has sent you their Christmas family newsletter. You know the sort of thing, a sheet or two or three or four, filling you in on all that the family's been up to over the last year. And just sometimes, just occasionally, and I've got to be careful here because some of you have very kindly sent me your Christmas family newsletter. But just occasionally, it can be a bit of an opportunity for the parents to gush about what their kids have achieved. And so we read all about what Timmy and Trudy have accomplished over the last 12 months. And by the end of the family newsletter, we have this sense that there's no justice if they're not signed up to play for England, or if they're not awarded a Victoria Cross, or given a Nobel Prize for their school science project. But I think the only thing worse than receiving a Christmas family newsletter is being the subject of one. My best friend is in his mid-30s, and his parents still write a Christmas family newsletter that is principally about him. And he says he barely recognises himself in it. He says people are bitterly disappointed to meet him. According to his parents, he's a cross between Bill Gates and James Bond. And yet that is far from reality. Well, it is very easy for people to do that kind of thing with Mary. We hear some Christians speak as if Mary is utterly perfect and spotless. She's even become the focus of devotion and worship. If you don't think God will listen to you, pray to Mary. And yet listen to Jesus. He says there is a blessing greater than that of being Mary, a blessing greater than that of being the mother of God. And that's a blessing, an ultimate blessing, that Jesus says is available to all of us tonight. And it raises the question, well, what is it? What could possibly be a greater privilege, a greater blessing, a greater situation to be in than being Mary? How can you get a better deal than that? Well, listen again to what Jesus says. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Because better than being God's mother, Jesus says, is being God's follower. Better than having Jesus as your son is to have Jesus as your master. And that is the blessing that Christmas points us to. Not the blessing of Mary, privileged though she was. But the real person who's hit the jackpot is the one who hears the word of God and obeys it. Now, Jesus is implying something very significant about us in those words. He's implying that we're not naturally people who are in step with God in the way that we think. We don't naturally think the way God does. God is not someone we can figure out without him telling us about himself. And so whenever you hear someone begin a statement by saying, well, I like to think of God as, Jesus is saying they're almost certainly going to be wrong. We need God's word. We need God's account because it won't occur to us otherwise. And Jesus is also saying we're not naturally in step with God in the way that we live, in the things that we do, in the things that we say, and in the things that we think. We need God's word and to live by it. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. So what is the word of God? Well, as we listen to the message of Jesus, we might get something of a surprise. Because Jesus didn't come to give us a program of moral guidelines. He didn't come to give us a set of religious hoops that we need to jump through. Now, as we listen to Jesus' message, as we listen to the word of God, we discover that Jesus came to give us himself. And to listen to the word of God and to obey it is actually to come to Jesus and to put our confidence in him. This is how Jesus put it on one occasion. He said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That is the word of God. Come to me, says Jesus. To come to Jesus is to trust in him. To put our faith in him. Because he is the one, he says, who can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He can give us rest. Not a good night's sleep kind of rest, but a making us right with God kind of rest. Jesus can put us and this broken world back together. And so to hear the word of God and obey it is to hear Jesus summoning us to come to him and to do so. And Jesus says, as we do that, we are more blessed than being God's mum. Jesus says, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Well, I wonder if you would consider doing that this Christmas. We've got some copies of John's Gospel at the back of church on your way out. I would encourage you, if you've never read the Gospel as an adult, I don't think you're informed enough to make a decision about Christianity one way or the other. Why not pick one up as our gift and come to terms yourself with the message of Jesus, with the word of God? But Jesus challenges us. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. The true blessing of Christmas, amongst the many blessings that we will enjoy, the greatest is to come to him and to know him. Let me pray. Our Father, we praise you for the Christmas message. We thank you that this story, familiar and so warming in so many ways, contains within it the means of true blessing. And so we pray that you would help us to give pause this Christmas to consider the word of God, the message of Jesus, his challenge for us to come to him. And we pray, dear Father, that you would enable us to do so. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.